And some of the main highways, they do the same thing. Mm-hmm. And that's the big, what they call that public way going
there. Yeah.
And the next thing that people live over is watermelon farm. They got all type of...
Watermelon farm?
Yeah, they got all type of... Some of these folks around have hundreds of acres of watermelon.
See, now I didn't even know they had grew watermelons around here.
Yes, my goodness.
You really telling me stuff. Yeah. I didn't have any idea.
Down there to the red light now, if you happen to be going out that way, you time you cross the red light, well, before you get there, you see a bunch of trucks. And it'll be loading on the right-hand side, most of them. Cantaloupe. Everything else.
I bet there's a lot of money in that.
Oh, yes, my goodness. There's any number of trucks on about the Gulf filling station now. And after you get across past the red light, over to the left, a fellow called D. George. He's a big car, he's a junior though. Big
car. Yeah,
I
heard that name.
D. George. And he sells and buys. He buys middle and then he sells middle. And that lasts, this is May. This May or June?
This June.
June, July. It lasts all through this month. And July is heavy then. And part of August is pretty heavy. And they got millers. Well, in fact, this whole precinct. And this section is practically watermelon, cucumber, peas. And,
this is really a sort of a garden spot.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
And I forgot about the back. They plant any number of acres of back line. But they plant it. And cure it, and you get it cured, then you carry it to the market.
Yeah.
And sell it. And that's what people make over the chewing. Of course, I never was a tobacco chewer, and neither was a smoker. And they make money off that tobacco.
Yeah, I know, that's a big money crop.
Big money crop.
Is it coming, is it about time, when do they start picking it, or is it already time?
Back.
Uh-huh.
No, it ain't time for back. They're mostly doing suckering now.
Oh yeah, that's what they're doing. Yeah, I knew they were doing something.
But a little later on, they'll start popping the back. That's taking the whole leaf off, and they got a barn ready to cure it.
Oh yeah. That's those little funny looking little two-story sort of house thing, is that?
Yeah, that's some of it, yeah. They cure it, then cure it, and it gets cured out, right? They know how to cure it by the time they take it out. You don't let it stay there, it get black.
Yeah.
And it turn good and yellow. You ever seen this apple cured tobacco?
Yeah, I've seen that. It's a bright color.
Yeah, bright color. Yeah. And so they have, that's where these people out here live. They got a good living around here.
Well, most everybody seem like they're bad, prosperous, you know. Seem like they look like they're getting along pretty good.
Yeah, good living around here. And then the white and black folks get along here nice.
That's important.
Yeah, get along here nice. I wouldn't be in business but the white people.
Well, I think it's real good to be able to live together. After all, we all live in one world, and we all folks.
If it was for them, I couldn't be in business. The expense I have on me sometimes.
Well, I know. It sometimes seems like it's almost not worth trying sometimes.
And then it haven't been this year. It's been so ever since I've been in Newberry. I made friends that's trying to do something, and I had plenty here. You take, it's known as the Tucker store here. I have all those people when I first come here, over $250. They're just trying to see what they're making. I was in dry cleaning business then, and that old man, hadn't been very long, I told him. And that same school is operating on his, and Mr. working on it. And if I want any money, go on there and get it. He's going over limited. Now, everybody can't do that.
No, I reckon not. They got to have somebody they can trust.
Yeah.
That's what makes a big difference.
And so we get along fine. We don't have no trouble much here. And you have. Hear about trouble anywhere in this precinct, don't fall hard as a white man. It's all cold and dig down to the river. There's somebody pushed him.
Yeah.
And made him do things that he wouldn't have done. You got to learn to stay in your place. There's a place in this world for every human being. And all you hear trouble as a rule among white and black is somebody got to please.